We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Chela Vadam, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Vav. With this Shir, hopefully we'll conclude this Halacha. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein b'yoyim shenivne beis hamikdosh, ne'mar Shir Hashirim asher l'shloimoy, la'melech sha'asholim shaloi. Based on what we were discussing earlier, that Eretz Yisrael is the place of Shalom, and Yerushalayim is the place of Shalom, and the Beis HaMikdosh is the center of Shalom. HaPoirei Sukkas Shalom Aleinu. So Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll understand why on the day that the Beis HaMikdosh was completed, that's when Shlomo HaMelech said, Shir HaShirim Asher LeShlomoi, and the Gemara says, LaMelech Shahasholim Shaloi, the king who was zeched to attain peace. Ki ikar binyan beis hamikdash hu bishvil hasholim, because one of the main purposes of building the beis hamikdash was for the sake of sholim. Dahainu sheyenase bechinas avir hanach vahazach, meaning that there should be created this kind of a clear air. Sheze nase al yedei hasholim vohoavo, that's achieved when you have peace and love. Shehu bechinas izdapkus rucha berucha kanal. This is the concept of spirits connecting with each other. Each and every single Jew is a nefesh ruach neshama. And the terminology that's used in the Zohar HaKadosh for people connecting with each other is this term izdapkus rucha berucha. Two ruchas being dovuk with each other. Based on what we explained in the previous shir, when there is this avir hanach vazach, when the air is clear, and the words of kedusha that are being spoken by tzaddikim or by klal yisrael bechlal are able to travel and be dispersed all over the world and reach out even to those places where Jewish souls were lost in distant places. And these words reach over there, and the toiv that's found there hears those words and reminds itself of who it is. Hey, that sounds familiar. I know that call. That's me. That's my people calling out to me. V'nase geirim, and this is what initiates geirim sometimes. Sheheim shleimus hamizbeach, which Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likutei Moran, in the Torah that this halacha is based on, that geirim are mashlim the mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdosh. Sheze b'chinas kol ha-karbonis kanal shoye b'Beis HaMikdosh. And this is also the concept of all the sacrifices that were brought in the Beis HaMikdosh. As we learned in the previous year, karbonis are a form of tzedakah, where a person takes his money, buys karbonis to donate to the Beis HaMikdosh. V'zehu, and this is how the pasuk continues in Shir HaShirim, Yishokeni minashikois pihu. This refers to a kiss. Rav Nosson Zal says, Neshikim zebechinas izdapkus rucha berucha kiyadua. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the concept of kissing is a concept of two ruchais connecting with each other. Hainu bechinas sholem v'avo. This is a display of peace and love. Bechinas avir hanach v'hazach. This is this clear, pure air that's being generated. Kanal, as we learned earlier. V'zeh, and this is how the pasuk continues over there in Shir HaShirim. L'reach shmonecho toivim, shemen turak shemecho, alkein alomo isahivucha. Upirush Rashi, and Rashi HaKadosh says over there in Shir HaShirim, bo yisroi v'nezgayer. That this posuk alkein, as a result of the sweet smell, as a result of the goodness in the air, the peace and the love, this is what brought all kinds of geirim, Yisroi, Rochov, others to join Klal Yisroel. Ki al yidei hasholoim, bechinas neshikin, bechinas izdapkus rucha barucha, shehu bechinas avir hanach vahazach, al yidei zeh nase geirim. Because the more we're able to create this sholoim, this neshikin that we mentioned, this connection of rucha barucha, Jews uniting with each other, through this clear air, through that we're zeche to bring about geirim. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes to a different topic completely and connects it to our discussion. Paragraph Zayin, v'zeh bechinas hishtatchus al kivrei hatzadikim huamitim, shehu dovor godoil moed. Based on what we're learning here, we'll be able to have an explanation regarding the significance of davening and prostrating oneself on the kever of its on the kforim of true tzaddikim, which is something very, very great in Yiddishkeit. Ki zoichen l'tshuva al yedei zeh, by going to kivrei tzaddikim and davening there and being mishtateach there, a person is zoichet to tshuva. Ki kishemishtateach al kever atzadik u'emes, zeh bechinas is dapkus rucha berucha. Kemuva b'kisvei Arizal. The Arizal explains in the Shar HaYichudim that when a Jew is zoche to come to a kever of a tzaddik and he prostrates himself on the kever, his spirit and that tzaddik's spirit connect. There is a izdapkus rucha berucha. The two ruchas are united. Shezeh ikar kavonos hishtatchus al kivrei tzaddikim. This is one of the main reasons why we go to be mespalel at kivrei tzaddikim. La'adbeko rucha beruach hatzaddik. To attach our ruach to the ruach of the tzaddik. Vaydezeh nase bechinas avir hanach vazach kanal. And as we mentioned earlier, whenever there is this connection between Yidden, there is this ahava and shalom and connecting, this generates this avir hanach vazach. This means that there's a pure air between us. There's no turbulence between us. Everything is clear and clean. Ki mekoyim hakever shel hatzadik ho'emes hu bechinas Eretz Yisrael. Because we know that the place where a true tzaddik is buried has the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, tzadikim yirshu eretz. Tzadikim will inherit the land, meaning their place is Eretz Yisrael, even when they're in Chutz Loretz. She'at tzadikim zoichen lirash Eretz Yisrael b'mokoyim kvurosam. Tzadikim are zoiche to inherit Eretz Yisrael at the site of their burial site, as Rabbeinu Zal brings in Likutei Moran, Tor Kuftes. Ukemoi shemesaprim hoilam b'shem ha'Baal Shem Tov Zal, as people tell over in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, she'omar, that he said, Shepoal Eitzel Hashem Yisborach, that he was zoiche, the Baal Shem Tov was zoiche to that Hashem agreed, Shemekoim Gvuroso Yihye Bechinas Eretz Yisrael, that the place of his kever should have the Kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael, should be Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. Veretz Yisrael Hu Bechinas Avir Hanach Vazach Kanal. And we explained earlier that Eretz Yisrael is referred to a place that has this holy air, Avir Ad Eretz Yisrael Machkim, and that Chochma is a concept of Ahavo and Sholem. V'alkein misugol shom ma'oid b'mkoim kever atzadik u'emes lo'oirer liboy. And this is why one of the best places in the world where a person can get inspiration, where even if his heart is stone and his heart is cold and he's not feeling inspired about Hashem, about Yiddishkeit, a person goes to a kever of a tzaddik, they can get turned on, they can get activated. Lahazkir esatzmoy heitev heitev ma hu oisa bo'il mazeh, to remind himself, what am I doing in this world? Ulahazkir es hatoiv hakovush etzloi begolas godoil, and to remember and realize the good that's trapped inside of me in tremendous exile. It's covered up with all kinds of schmutz, with averois and all kinds of terrible things that I've done. Sheyizkor es ma'alosoi heichon hu ba'olam, that the person should realize his importance, that he's a ben melech, he's a prince, he comes from royalty, he's a Jew, a Jewish neshama. And where am I in the world? Where did I let myself fall to? Ki hu mizera Yisrael, I am from the Jewish people, shebishvilom nivru kol hoilomos kulam, for whom Hashem created all the worlds. V'yachshov hu nofol lemokom shenofal, and now I fall into wherever I fall into. Ulefamim yocheliyos shehodom lo yishma kol ze. At times, even if a person tries to say these words, they don't hear it. Their ears are stuffed up and their heart is stuffed up that they don't hear. Ulefamim afilu kishidaber liatzmoi diburim kelo. I'm sorry. So we said ulefamim yocheliyos shehodom lo yishma kol ze. Sometimes, if someone will tell you this, you won't be able to hear it because you're cold, you're frozen, the heart is stuffed, the ears are stuffed. And now Rav Nosson says, and sometimes even if the person will try to say it to himself, Still, there are times that his words will not be effective, machmas shahatoiv kovush begolus godol moid, because his neshama is buried in a deep exile. It's covered up with mud, layers and layers of mud, of averois and all kinds of bad things, where the person has become very distant from Hashem. But when such a person is zoche to come to the gravesite of a true of true tzaddikim, sheshom hu bechinas avir hanach vahazach, there it's kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It's that holy air. It's that avir hanach vahazach. The air is perfectly clear. There's no turbulence in the air. Ve'ein shom shum ruach ro sheyafrid bein hadiburim hakdoshim uvein hatoiv hakovush. So that there is no ruach ro, there's no bad wind or air or spirit that separates between the holy words that are being spoken and the good that's trapped inside of the person, the person's neshama. And then the person is zoche to hear the words of the true tzaddikim, the holy words of the true tzaddikim, shehoyu medabrim v'oiskim tomid lahazkir es hatoy v'kovush, who spent their entire lives speaking to people and trying to remind people of the good that's trapped inside of them, ulahziroi b'tshuva, and to help them return in tshuva. Now, when the person is at their kever, he's able to hear very, very well all of their holy words. Even again, even though the tzaddik is not physically living there, his spirit is alive. And all the words that he spoke during his lifetime are there. All of his powers are there by that sin. And when the person is standing in that place, his neshama is there. There's no blocks there. There's nothing blocking there. It's an avir hanach vazach. So his neshama is able to hear the words of the tzaddik loud and clear. Vazai zoicher es ma'alosoi. And then the person remembers who he is and what he's part of, that he's part of Klal Yisrael. He's an neshama. He's a part of Hashem. V'yochoi liskois l'tshuva. And the person can be zoicher to tshuva, v'lachzor l'sharoshoi, and to return to his roots. V'zeh b'chinas, with this, Rav Nosson Zal explains one of the psukim in the beginning of the Tikkun HaKloli, in chapter 16 in Tehillim. What we say over there, Omart l'Hashem, Hashem oto, toivosi ba'al olecho. Look how Rav Nosson Zal explains these words now. Hainu, lefomim, at times, afal pi sha'ato oimer l'Hashem, Hashem oto, at times, even when a Jew says to Hashem, Hashem, you are my king, you are my master, and the person wants to return to Hashem, despite that, my goodness, the good that's inside of me, my neshama, my spirit, still is not returning to Hashem. It's not waking up. It's not doing what it's supposed to be doing. Even though I declare, Hashem, you're my Hashem, but I'm asleep. I'm in a deep, deep slumber and sleep. Why? Machmas shenis hadek veniskasher begolus godel moed, rachmon olson. Because the Shama got stuck and tied up in all kinds of knots in a deep golus, in a very, very severe exile, a spiritual exile, rachmon olson. So what's the tikkun for it? Hatikun loze likdoishim asher boretz heimo. The tikkun is through the holy tzaddikim who are in the ground. Hainu, al yidei koyach hatzaddikim hakdoishim asher boretz heimo. It's through the power of the tzaddikim who have already passed away. Kishezoichen lovoy al mekoyim kvurosam hakodosh. When a person is zoiched to come to their holy grave, al yidei ze nisoirer hatoiv, then the toiv, the good that's inside of the person, is inspired. It's awoken. It's awake. It wakes up. The choizer l'sharoshoi b'tshuva shlema, and it's zeichet to return to its origin, to reconnect with Hashem with complete tshuva. Amen v'amen. With this, we complete halacha gimel.